Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
I don't want no scrubs. That's how we're going to start the day, June 20th. Keith McPherson on the Fan for two more hours. And, man, where were we? I think I was giving props to Giancarlo Stanton. I don't want that to go forgotten, right? I don't want his heroics to just be washed away with the L. This guy came up clutch. This guy's having a good year. This guy's doing it tonight without Aaron Judge. How many times did fans say to him, oh, you got to be the guy when Judge is out. There you go. He can't pitch for us. He can't catch for us. And it is what it is. 888-808-1019. As we shift here, I just switched studios. Fleegs is coming in. I think Los is out. We're going to get the calls up. And that'll give me time to do a proper open here. With the New York Yankees, they are now down 4-2. Against the Orioles. So, yeah, Orioles in 6. And I think we can make a lot of excuses to convince ourselves that the Orioles aren't that good or that this is an even matchup. And I'm the number one person telling you I'm not afraid of the Orioles. I think these teams are evenly matched. I think the Yankees can beat them, but it's always something. It's always something. And tonight people are going to call and ask about Gerrit Cole and his pitch limit and why they take him out. And you know, Rami just said something to me. I'm like, you know, he's like, why did he come back to only? I'm like, well, Cody Poteet hit the IL. And I mean, how many more starts does he have to make for the Rail Riders or the Somerset Patriots? He's a $36 million ace, the reigning AL Cy Young winner. He wants to be here. And I really don't think that the Yankees care that much about these regular season games, right? They'll lose a couple battles and ultimately try to win the war. But I know us fans, 162 game season, one game seasons, 162 one game seasons, like we live and die with every decision. And I was saying, you know, so many little chess moves in the game from the lineup, from pinch hitting guys. And it's just, I don't know, it's not good enough. Like when you see the Yankees defaulting into, you know, Jamai Jones getting 3 at bats, when you see, you know, the lineup shifting without Judge again and all of the thoughts about, oh, well, what's this lineup without Judge? What's this lineup without Soto? Last year, they couldn't score runs. And for a while, it was just one-hit baseball. For a while, it was just two-hit baseball. And that's why I definitely gave props to Giancarlo Stanton for his heroics being clutch, you know, in that seventh inning, hitting that three-run bomb to bring it within one. You know, the bullpen's got to be better. You know that. I know that. We've been talking about that. Cole goes out and Ron Marinaccio comes in. At 5:15, I was talking to someone on Twitter because Yankee fans were so concerned with payback, so concerned with sending a message, so concerned with hitting a player because Judge got hit and would have to miss a game, maybe two, maybe the rest of the series. I wasn't. I'm worried about winning the series. I'm worried about evening the series, which that's not going to happen now. I mean, we got our pound of flesh. I thought they were, you know, I literally at 5:15, I said, you're going to have Ron Marinaccio throw at whom and for what? And Ron wasn't good, was not solid, not good as the first guy out of the bullpen after Cole. Cole would have fared better, in my opinion. And Victor Gonzalez comes out next, and he's the one to throw at Gunnar Henderson, and he hit him in the right spot. He didn't throw at his neck or his face or his head. He hit him in the back. He wore it, but it's like, You lost the game, so what does that matter? And there was another guy plunked, but it didn't matter. I'm looking at this Yankees bullpen, which I've told you all season is ever-changing, ever-evolving. It's very fluid. You know, in the early part of the season, folks were like, oh, this Yankee bullpen is going to be worn out. It's going to be taxed. I said, no, it's going to be different. You're going to see Anthony Mesevich. Remember him from last year? I think I was calling him Manischewitz last year. Anthony Mesevich you're going to see this year. He's already sent down. And he was great. As far as like getting out of the jam, an electric moment, obviously he put some runners on, and he had a little bend, but ultimately, you know, not break. But man, there are issues now. As you look at this Yankees team, like, not a couple issues now. There are multiple issues now that I know Yankee fans are concerned about. And I wasn't so concerned about Trevino coming out of Boston. But, you know, everybody saying that's how you beat the Yankees. It's not the formula of how you beat the Yankees. But it definitely exposed that you can run on the Yankees and teams like the Orioles who can. They're going to run. They stole four bases and they're going. And Trevino airmailing that throw, it's game over. Like, I had no confidence in extras. 1-6 in extras. Other teams have better pitchers for extra innings. They just have a better strategy, more athletic players, and the Yankees got to figure some things out. So, I don't know. Shout out to Anthony Volpe leading off with 3 hits tonight, rallying. I mean, that double that he had, you know, made you believe. Giancarlo Stanton, a big night, but all in all, not enough, man. And you know, you use everybody off the bench except Aaron Judge. Verdugo had an amazing play in center field to rob Santander of an extra base hit. Moving over to center field, first time we see him in center field. He goes 0-for-4 tonight. It is what it is. But like guys like, you know, and I can't throw DJ LeMahieu under the bus after having 2 hits tonight. But like guys got to be better. And I don't know, man, Ben Rice had 2 moments just this close, about the homer, almost about to have an extra base hit. This young man, let him continue. I like what I see out of him, putting bat to ball, getting another hit tonight in his second game. Let that young man continue to play and be in there. Can we see Oswaldo start? I mean, it's Thursday, is a must-win game for the Yankees with Luis Gil on the mound and Oswaldo running into and out on the base paths. People are going to call about, oh, he was blocking the bag, and what's the rule? It doesn't matter. It is what it is. The Yankees lose 7-6 to the Baltimore Orioles in 10 innings, and there were, you know, 11 hits by the Baltimore Orioles. And how many walks? Let me see. I think I was listening to a broadcast, and I'm like, how many? Like, they tried to give it to us. Like, they had a bunch of walks. 9 walks? Yeah. I don't know. Not good enough. 47,000 people in attendance tonight because it's the Baltimore Orioles, because it's summertime. It's super hot, and the Yankees are, quote-unquote, the best team in baseball at 51 wins in first place. But, hey, before you look up at the standings, right, the thorn in our side, these young Orioles, these pesky Orioles, right, if they win tomorrow, if they win today, rather, they take another series and they take another step forward and they're a game and a half back. And, yeah, you know where I'm headed with that. So let's start with the Yankees. We will definitely get to the Mets, the Grimets. The Grimace thing is going nowhere. One loss does not end that. One loss does not end the good vibes, the positive vibes that the Mets have had this last week and this win streak, believing in each other, believing in themselves, rallying, you know, guys coming up with clutch defensive plays and hits, whether it's Pete Alonso, whether it's Marte. I mean, you're going to need more than 3 runs to beat most teams. But again, like I said in my open quickly about the Mets, you know, Sean Manaea, he's got those 3 earned runs. And it's tough to see him walk guys and have to come out of the game and those runs end up scoring. But man, he went, I think, the first 5 innings with no hits given up. He was solid. The Mets pitching has been solid. The bullpen let you down a little bit tonight with Reed Foley and Drew Smith, and that's just going to happen. It's not like they have a power pen. It's not like they have that many guys in the bullpen that you're that confident in. Just a week or two ago, we were talking about how the Mets bullpen always blows it and how they can't be trusted and they got to figure things out. But I think this is a point in the season where Steve Cohen, David Stearns, Carlos Mendoza can look at the moves they've made and say, okay, we are figuring it out a little bit. Let's continue to figure. Let's continue to, I don't know, put Jose Iglesias in there. Let's keep this lineup pretty consistent. Let's keep this rotation going. Let's, you know, push forward and beat the teams we got to beat. And like I said, with the Cubs series coming up, if you go to Chicago and sweep the Cubs or take two out of three from the Cubs, then you're still feeling good about this Grimes era or Francisco Alvarez being back or, you know, whatever. I think there's a bunch of things you can point to from Edwin Diaz coming back and Lindor leading off or whatever. I think that the Mets season is still alive and well, and now the push is to get to 500 and stay in the hunt for the wild card. But, yeah, let's get to the phones and take these Yankee calls. I had a whole rack of calls before we switched, but that's okay. Sorry if you dropped off, call back. Let's go to Anthony in Brooklyn first on the Fan. What's up, Anthony? Hello.
Yeah, hello.
All right, there you are. What's up, Ant? You're on.
Good. I had a question about the Yankees. I was just wondering, what's the thing with Jose Trevino? Like, are teams going to keep running him like that? Like, what's the issue? Like, trying
Absolutely.
To figure it out.
Most of the folks that I am talking to online are talking about his arm strength, talking about him transferring the ball, talking about the pitchers that are on the mound, different pitchers coming out of the bullpen, and just, you know, this onslaught. It's just a blitzing. It's, you know, it's not the formula to how you beat the Yankees, but it is a chink in their armor. It is a flaw. It is something that you are going to see teams try to exploit. And he's got to be better, and he knows he's got to be better. But, like, I mean, he can't get a better arm. And now it's in his head. That, man, that throw to third base, that it just breaks your heart. It's like, I mean, you got to have a better throw than that. And that throws the game away. And, I mean, this is a platinum glove catcher that the Yankees traded for. He's a veteran in the league. The other option is Austin Wells. It's not a better option. So, I guess what? Yankee fans want to go shopping for another catcher at the deadline now.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, Trevino's hitting has been there at times. The pitch framing, calling games, his rapport with the rotation. He's got respect from his teammates and a lot of fans, but now there is a microscope on him. From the 9 steals with the Boston Red Sox, then 4 tonight, and then the throw into the airmail in the throw. Now everybody's looking at him, and that, you know, that's pressure. Got to be better. No excuses. You got to know now. Like, hey, these guys are going. They're going to apply pressure. That's the way that the league has shifted. They want guys stealing bases, right? With the pitch clock and how many times you can throw over and the bigger bases, it's just there's an emphasis on it. It's where the game is. It makes the game more exciting. So they got to be prepared. You know, I had said I don't expect teams to be able to do what the Red Sox did. Obviously, it wasn't 9, but it was, you know, almost half with 4. And I said, you know, be our guest. I expected them to be more prepared. I expected Trevino to be locked in and on it, and everyone's got to be locked in on it. Whoever's on the mound coming out of the pen, it's got to be on it. And whoever is covering second base, third base, got to be on it. And it can't be a consistent theme, because if it's a weakness, this is Major League Baseball. Teams are going to go after it. They're going to exploit it every time. They're going to have their fast guys on base ready to run. 888-808-1019. Alex is in Belleville, New Jersey on the Fan in New York.
Yeah, hello.
What's up, Alex? You're on.
Hey, how you doing?
You know, all things considered, pretty good, but that game, that's frustrating. There's just so many little stupid things that went on in that game tonight that, you know, you wish went differently.
No, definitely, and I definitely have to agree with you. One thing you said, right? You said something about strategies. And when it comes to extra innings, the Yankees seem like they have no game plan when they go into the extra innings, when they put someone on second base, our bullpen comes in, and pretty much they don't know what they're doing. First of all, I think our closer and our defense don't match.
I'm with you on that, because I'm not ready to say Clay Holmes isn't a good closer. The numbers are there. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. He's had a bad stretch as of late. Maybe it's in his head. But yes, last week I was saying, you know, after the Royals series and they didn't sweep the Royals, I said, if you're going to have Clay Holmes as your closer pitching the contact, then you better have a sharp fielding infield. You better have athletic infielders on their toes ready to make plays, and him ready to field his position as well.
Definitely. And also, I think everything comes to Boone. I don't think Boone matches a team like a Belichick, attends to details. Because if you notice, our players get picked off. They get on first with one out. I know for a fact Boone did not send Cabrera today. That was on his own. You know what I mean? And then when they questioned Boone on after the game, he said, "Oh, you know what? He was being aggressive. No one takes accountability. He doesn't take accountability for no one. Clay Holmes pitches bad. Oh, he had a bad day. He threw the ball well. He never takes accountability. He doesn't put anyone."
That's what I'm saying. They're not sweating one game, and they're not sweating two games. They're not sweating these regular season games when they have 51 wins. Like we as fans are, because we're worried about this team not being good enough to get to where we all want them to go. But they are professionals. They have seen a lot of baseball. They understand it's night to night. And no, they're not going to take accountability because it's not the end of the world to them. They're just not going to approach it like that in the media.
Yeah, but I agree with you. But no one's looking behind our rear mirror. Baltimore's only a game and a half out.
No, they're looking. We all know. Why do you think there's 47,000 people at the game tonight on a Wednesday?
Absolutely, you have to feel that. I mean, Clay Holmes has blown four saves. Each save that he's blown are two runs or more. I mean, that is some type of concern. I mean, the trade deadline's coming up. Our catcher now, you know, kind of opened up another worry for us. He can't throw players out. You know what I mean, which I don't hold that much too much against Trevino. You know, Trevino's there. You know, he does the job. You know, the pitchers do pretty well with Trevino. He hits the ball. He's a clutch in some way. I don't think that's the way to beat the Yankees. I think it's more our bullpen. You solidify the bullpen. You switch guys around a little bit. I mean, I would even flip flop maybe Gil for Holmes. You know, for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for the call, Alex. They're not doing that. They're not like what are we talking about? Flip flop them. Make Clay Holmes a starter. Make Luis Gil our closer. I can't wait to watch Luis Gil dominate the Orioles. I hope that's what we get. I hope that kid is locked in, dialed in, ready for the moment. The guys were rocking the God Bless Me shirts, the tattoo that he has on his neck. He's now got a clothing company. Anybody listening connected to Luis Gil, I need one of those shirts. He's a starter. And for any Yankee fan that's thinking the fix is to move him out of the starting rotation and make him a closer or the eighth inning guy, they're not going to do that. That's not the move. And we need him to be a starting pitcher. Did you not just see Marcus Stroman and Carlos Rodon in Fenway over the weekend? Like, you need that kid. With Cole back, I mean, and Cole was back, baby. Man, I forgot how fun it is to watch that guy pitch when he's dialed in, when he can put the ball wherever he wants. He can paint the corners, his fastball. Like, and he's just getting back. So, like, I'm not panicking, and I'm not that worried. But there are obviously issues and concerns with the New York Yankees that they're going to fix. Like, they have time to fix them. How many times have you heard me say this needs to be Brian Cashman's magnum opus? This needs to be his greatest trade deadline ever. Get greedy. Stack the deck. Now, fans are expecting you to get a closer like Mason Miller. They're expecting you to get Josh Bell to play first base. They're expecting you to get a couple relievers here and there. So, I don't know, go get Tanner Scott and Kopech. Now they want to get another infielder, a utility infielder, because Glaber sucks and DJ sucks and Oswaldo sucks. And now we need a catcher too. So, Daniel's in Brooklyn. Daniel, you're on the fan.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Glad to talk to you.
So, calling tonight to talk about the bullpen and Clay Holmes. Bullpen, as you know, has just not been doing it. Clay Holmes' batting average against way too high for a reliever, especially a closer. Just looking to really see what you think the solution is for Clay Holmes.
Yeah, I don't know. Thanks for the call, Daniel. He's in a bad stretch, right? He hasn't been solid, but he was solid. And the thing is, when he's solid, and the Yankees are getting wins, or the Yankees are stacking wins, and he's getting saves, it's perfectly fine. Maybe he's just in a bad stretch. Maybe he's going to hit the IL. Maybe he's going to go over something. I don't know. I don't know the answer to why Clay Holmes is giving up. That's baseball, Susan. That's the answer. Guys are going to hit the ball. And when you play some better teams that put the ball in play, and they run, and they make things happen, and your defense isn't sharp, you get got. But Clay Holmes is a Yankees closer. A couple nights ago, I said he beat out Chapman for the job while they were paying Chapman all this money. Clay Holmes became the guy. He's the guy for this year, unless they make a move at the deadline to get a better guy, a power guy. He might not be the guy next year. This is probably his last year with the Yankees. But even with him blowing a couple games in the last couple weeks or whatever, he's probably still going to be an all-star. You know, you saw Chicken Wing out there, Craig Kimbrell. He gave it up a little too, right? He's one of the better closers you've seen in baseball over the last decade, right? I don't know about that, but he's one of the most popular ones. He's one of the most well-known ones. He's still doing it. He's made a bunch of appearances and saves, and, you know, he can give it up too. So, I don't know, man. What I'll say is this. Again, I think the Orioles are better than the Yankees, and I wasn't going to give them that. I'm just now not making excuses for, oh, Judge isn't available, or, oh, Verdugo was on paternity leave last time. Like, they're in your building, and you had plenty of opportunities to take that game, win that game, and they made the right chess moves. They outmanaged you. They won. And all of the nonsense about, oh, who's going to plunk this guy, like, the radio is good for the radio and Twitter all day to talk about, oh, well, the Yankees are soft and they got to throw and they got to send a message. You know, yeah, I guess it's cool to throw at a guy when you're down three runs in the seventh inning. And without the heroics of Giancarlo Stanton, you probably would have lost 4-1. But I don't know. I didn't care about that. What I care about, and I get it, the unwritten rules of baseball, tale as old as time, they got to do that, whatever. What I cared about was Gerrit Cole showing up. And I know the number was around 70 pitches. He went to 62. Gerrit Cole showed up. Gave up one run. They got to do better against Maury Povich. You know what I'm saying? They got to do better against a rookie pitcher. Josh is out in Brooklyn. Josh, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you, Josh?
Not bad. I'm saying I was by the game. It was a fun game to watch. But so many dumb stuff happened to the Yankees. I mean, the bullpen... Come on, Clay. I mean, come on.
Yeah, we're losing faith in the guy, right? Come on, Clay. He's not lights out. He hasn't been. And I don't know if it's the entrance music, right? I kind of, when they first did that, I'm like, I get it that, you know, you got Edwin Diaz, and I forget what other closer has an entrance. Like, so this is the New York Yankees. You got to do this, do some light show, cut the lights, let him play his music.
But Aroldis Chapman used to have a crazy intro.
Yeah, he had the fire and the sirens going off.
Yeah.
But, I'm sure somebody out there can tell me the numbers since they changed Clay Holmes' entrance in Yankee Stadium, and they're probably not good. But, I mean, he also can blow it in Kauffman Stadium. So, you know, Clay Holmes not being solid, going out there, giving up two hits, two runs, and then the defense not being solid from the catcher to, you know, the guys in the field behind him is not great. Not with the game on the line. I didn't feel confident as soon as they went to extras.
Yeah, last night I was saying, like, Clay's okay, but now, nah.
Not good enough, because you start to think, Josh, right? You start to think about October. And, I mean, in October, there won't be Manfred's man on second, but there's going to be these tight games. There's going to be games just like that in October in our building. And you can't lose.
Yeah.
You can't lose like that.
Yeah, shout out to Verdugo, that crazy catch. We went crazy about that. Shout out to Stanton's bomb. I mean, it was a fun game to watch, though, but come on. You know.
It was a fun game to watch, but it's not fun to lose. Josh, get some rest, bros. It's about to be 12:30. You young guys, stay up too late. Oh, I know, it's summertime. Let me stop trying to be a dad. Let me stop trying to be a parent. Stay up and listen till 2 a.m. or listen to C-Mac till 5 a.m. It's just going to be Yankee fans complaining about the closer, the bullpen, and the catcher, and the manager, and what else? I mean, I guess DJ LeMahieu gets a break tonight. Gleyber Torres gets a break tonight. But that's another thing. We have a whole rookie at first base. We have Trent Grisham starting, who's like, he's batting 100. Judge is hurt. Again, how much stock can I put into the matchup? I'm tipping my cap to the Orioles, taking nothing away from them. They deserve the respect. They deserve the accolades. They had multiple guys with two hits tonight. The bottom of their order did damage and did work tonight. And, you know, at the top of their order, Gunnar Henderson, I have a ton of respect for him. He's an MVP candidate. He's one of the best players in baseball. And he knew he was going to wear one tonight. It is what it is. But you know what? They'll wear one. They'll also go back to the hotel with a win and then come back for an early getaway game at 4:05 and say, hey, let's win another series against these guys. And then we see them twice more. We've got the upper hand. They have the opportunity tomorrow or later today. I keep saying tomorrow. They have the opportunity to go up 5-2 in 7 games. That's domination. And I don't care who's on the field. It's a team, right? When the Yankees were rallying and were, you know, making you feel like they could win, I'm like, team game. Even without Judge, even without Cole, it's a team game. Josh and Passaic on the fan before we break. How you doing, Josh?
Good, Keith. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, I just, like I said, that's a game that there was a lot of little annoying things, a lot of cracks in the armor, a lot of flaws shown, and the Baltimore Orioles right now are feeling pretty good about where they stand, being a game and a half behind the New York Yankees.
And then how about Stanton also? And my friends still, all the Yankee fans all complain about Stanton, saying, why is this guy still on the team? That guy, I saw the replay a few times. He doesn't even look like such a good swinger. The guy still takes it dead center. That guy is good. I don't want to hear any more of this.
You don't hear me bashing Giancarlo Stanton. He hits the ball harder than anyone in baseball, and he came up clutch tonight with four ribbies, a homer, and another knock late that he just, you know, smoked down the third base line. And that is him showing up in a packed house in Yankee Stadium without Aaron Judge, as so many Yankee fans asked him to do time and time again years before. Well, he did it tonight. The rest of the team didn't show up for him.
And then with the Mets, so this was a little bit tough. You know, you have a no-hitter going into the sixth inning. You're up by a few runs, but, you know, eventually, you know, you're going to lose a game. And as long as they can recover after this, you know, go to Chicago, try to take two out of three. Hopefully, you know, Imanaga, I think, that was, whatever his name is. I think the first time I actually knew who he was is when he shut down the Mets. They only gave up one run and, like, two hits over seven. So hopefully they can get to him. And then hopefully this wasn't signs to come for the bullpen. They've done so good. So I'm just hoping this is just one game. And then, Keith, with the Devils, how about finally getting a goalie? And I know you want to keep it baseball, but this is big news, Keith.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was retweeting some stuff today, and I mean, I obviously am not that familiar with Jacob Markstrom, but good, because I mean, how many times you hear Devils fans say, we need a goalie, as we're watching the Stanley Cup playoffs, and you're looking at these goalies stand on their head, and you're like, man, how did the Devils get back to this point? It's getting a goalie, and they got a veteran goalie, and you know, you know, I feel like they need a couple of more pieces on defense, and they need to be healthy, and before you know it, we'll be right back at Prudential Center, rooting on them to make a run with the new head coach, and yeah, good. I saw that news today, and I'm like, good. They didn't give up much to get him either.
Right. That was also the name that was floating around by the deadline, and he wasn't, you know, he's not top 20 in percentages, but I think also that just helps when he's on a bad team. And as you said, they didn't have to give up too much, you know, get more defensive pieces. But I guess, you know, we'll give that a few more weeks. The Devils, I just wanted to bring that up tonight, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. Have a good night.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Yeah. I saw the, you know, alert come out that the New Jersey Devils made the trade. And then what'd they give up? Kevin Ball and... you know, some people are like, oh, this guy's not that good, whatever. It's not about that, though. It's about putting him on a team where there are better guys in front of him, and then he is better, and he's definitely better than the options that you had. So, yeah, now we're talking hockey on the fan. Yankees talk, Mets talk, and, yeah, with, you know, with Sean Manaea pitching a no-no and then the bullpen, whatever, like, it's just a baseball thing. That's not a bad loss. It sucks to lose the winning streak in the Grimace era. But, man, I think these Mets feel good about themselves going from Texas to Chicago. Man, the Texas Rangers, it's hard to sweep teams. The Texas Rangers won the World Series last year. They've got guys that compete over there. Right? Tavares, he comes in. That young guy comes in. He does work. They won a game. They won a game. I don't think all is lost. I don't think Mets fans are saying, now, we're going back to where we were. No, you're like, that was a fun ride. Win streaks are fun. That's your first one of the year, which I was saying, when are they going to sweep a team? When are they going to put together a win streak? Start the next one. And here are the Cubs, the lovable losers on the north side of Chicago that the Mets could definitely go and take 3 out of 3 from. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the fan for less than 90 minutes. This show will be over quick. Call up and join it. We'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on the fan.
He's homered. Jeter homers to tie the game, and there it is, hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And tonight's Casamigos Big Shot of the Night goes out to the guy who made this song, Big Shot, Kendrick Lamar. I don't know if you guys were paying attention. Obviously, I was watching the Yankees on Amazon Prime. But there was a point in the game where I was like, the Yankees are about to lose this game. Let me open up my MacBook. And as soon as I opened up my MacBook, I see Dr. Dre go, psst, I see dead people. And then Kendrick Lamar plays Not Like Us, I think 5 times. We've never seen anything like what Kendrick just did, the Kendrick pop-out concert in L.A. It was the most L.A., California, Compton thing I've ever seen. And, man, I'm definitely a Drake fan and a Kendrick fan. And I can honestly say Kendrick is lapping Drake. That beef is over. This run this summer is incredible. Kendrick Lamar is the Casamigos Big Shot of the Night. And I can't wait to go home and actually watch the concert from the beginning. There were so many people in attendance. It was just unity. He had Bloods and Crips. He had all the rappers from Compton on stage. He had DeMar DeRozan, Russell Westbrook out there on stage, Dr. Dre. His outfit was inspired by a Tupac outfit. I mean, I just got to give that guy his props. LeBron was in the crowd. Yeah, I don't know how Drake recovers from this, and I'm not worried about it. Hip-hop is a sport. It's competitive. And on Juneteenth, Kendrick Lamar on Amazon Prime streaming, he had a whole movie. If you haven't watched a movie and you're a hip-hop head like I am, you should go check that out. 888-808-1019. I don't like to give out Casamigo big shots to losers. I don't like to give out any type of awards for losing. There's no participation trophies. I grew up in the 90s. We didn't have participation trophies. You got to win. You can't be awarded for taking L's. And, you know, I see a lot of goofies online getting upset with me tipping my cap to the Orioles. Right now, the Orioles are a better team than the Yankees. You are what your record says you are. So I know you guys are butthurt by that. I can't believe Keith said that. No, I said, okay, I'll admit it. After watching 6 games against the Orioles and the record being 4-2 in favor of the Orioles, stop making excuses. Stop making excuses saying, oh, Judge was hurt or Judge wasn't in the game. Doogie was on paternity. It's a team game. The Orioles aren't making excuses about not having their pitching. 888-808-1019. How many pitchers, how many starting pitchers are they missing? Tyler Means, Kyle Bradish. They're not making excuses about who they don't have. They're not making excuses. They're going out and they're hustling and they're playing baseball and they've beat the Yankees 4 out of 6 times. If this was a series, it's Orioles in 6. And they have a good shot tomorrow, too, to go up 5, right? Go up 5-2 on the season series and be in first place over the weekend. And that's a scary thought. When you have Juan Soto, when you have Aaron Judge, 2 MVP candidates, you have Alex Verdugo, who's been everything for the team, when Gerrit Cole just came back, the reality is in your own division, there is a young upstart team in the Baltimore Orioles that won 101 games last year. Now they've got new ownership, right? You're not even going to see Grayson Rodriguez. You're not even going to see Corbin Burns. You're seeing a journeyman pitcher that they threw out there in Suarez 2 days ago, and you just saw Povich, a rookie, and you didn't have it. Whether you guys are mad at Boone, whether you guys are mad at Clay Holmes, Trevino, whoever, that's an L. That's another L to the Baltimore Orioles. And you lose today, you lose another series. And the reality hits. The reality hits that the Yankees have some holes and they have some flaws. And that's okay because it's June 20th. The trade deadline is July 30th. And I think that they're going to do a lot to improve this team. Call the fan. Let's talk about it. Mets fans call as well. As the Mets streak ends at 7, okay. You won the series. Go start another streak. Okay, the bullpen didn't have it at the end of the series. It is what it is. Sean Manaea had a no-no going, but then he walked some guys, hit by pitch. That's baseball. I look at that game losing 5-3, and especially how it went in the 6th, 7th innings, that's where the game was, right? You can't look at that loss and say, ah, same old Mets. It's not that at all. The Mets have completely changed the tenor and tone around their team and around their season. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Mario out on Long Beach. Mario, you're back on the Fan.
What's going on, Keith? How you doing, my man?
Good, good. You know, hosting, talking.
Yeah, a little frustrated too about Baltimore, but I'm not ready to say they're better yet. Who has the better record right now?
They're better.
The Yankees. The Yankees have a better record, don't
they?
Yeah,
but the Yankees, not for nothing, like, the Yankees lost the series to the other good team, like the Dodgers. They lost that series to the Dodgers. The Baltimore Orioles just played the Phillies. They beat the Phillies. Like, I can tip my cap right now on June 20th and say I think the Orioles are better than my favorite team in the world. It's okay.
Yeah, there's three things that I really like about this game tonight, being a Yankee fan. Number one, like you said, is Stanton. If Stanton can do this all year long, we're going to be in real good shape if he can play like this. Second thing is that first baseman, and you even said it. He got a hit, but he hit a couple of foul ball homers. He looks good.
He's a hitter.
The kid is going to be good.
He's a hitter.
And, of course, the third thing is we all know that. That's Gerrit Cole, you know?
And Cole being back is amazing. When you think about where we were, when we thought Cole was going to miss the whole season, he's just going to get stronger. He's just going to get better. He's just going to be Gerrit Cole, and it was good to see flashes of that tonight. Forget what inning it was where he struck out the side, or he struck out, three
five
batters.
Five out of six, I think he got.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's the guy, man. Like, it's good to have that guy back.
I got one more quick point. I'll let you go because I know you got a short show tonight. The thing that I really like about the Yankees, like I said, is I think that when Judge comes back, they'll be cooking and they'll be doing everything they got to do. And I believe the relief pitching will just turn around. Remember in the beginning when Judge wasn't hitting, we would always say, oh, it's his foot, it's this, and then all of a sudden he went on a tear and everybody forgot about all that. I think when all is said and done, we have the best ERA in all of baseball, right? Right now in the starting pitching, I believe, right? And the relief pitching was close. They're just in a little bit of a slump. And I think, I think once that turns around, the Yankees are going to be okay. Right now they're on pace to win 108 games. That would be seventh of all time. You know, so that's not too bad. But the problem I do have is the fielding, that throw by Trevino. And one last thing is, as much as I love Soto, he should have caught, if that was Judge, he would have caught that ball. Thanks for taking my call. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Mario. It is what it is, right? As much as Yankee fans want to say, oh, yeah, make excuses, you know, there are cracks in the armor. And good teams expose that. And the Orioles are a good team. And they're better than the Yankees, in my opinion, as of today. The series is even. Maybe I'll feel differently when I'm on after the game tonight. If the Yankees stand up behind Luis Gil, I don't know if they're putting Judge in the lineup. I highly doubt it. Because, again, like I said, the Yankees don't live in the fandom world. The Yankees live in the world of, hey, we have 51 wins. We're in first place. It's a marathon, not a sprint. We don't have to look at every single game like it's game seven. They're on to the next. And you know, I hear everybody killing Boone, and all I keep telling people is, like, yo, Boone's sticking to the script, bro. I don't know what you guys want. Oh, Boone didn't manage that game. That game's on Boone. Man, they have lanes and plans and things in place. And, you know, on Gerrit Cole's first day back, they're not pushing it with him. Oh, one more. One more batter? No. One more inning? No. It was time. 62 pitches. We're not going to let you get to 70 because we want you to be making starts in October. Let's see what happens with Luis Gil. Let's see how the Baltimore Orioles come out against Luis Gil. You know, somebody said to me on Twitter, why aren't they in first place if they're better than the Yankees? And I know people are just plumb dumb. Maybe because they didn't beat up on the AL Central, right? Go look at the Baltimore Orioles, who they've played, and they're right on the Yankees' heels. So if it helps you sleep better tonight, to tell yourself that the Baltimore Orioles are not what you think. Because did you not listen to me? I was saying that I couldn't wait for this series. I couldn't wait for this series because I did believe that the Yankees were better than them. And I said, and it's just baseball is amazing. Like, you got to love baseball. It's so unpredictable. It is a literal roller coaster ride. You can say stuff and nobody can predict baseball. I can say Judge won't have one hit in the series like he did in Camden Yards. He's got one hit in the series. He may not play at 4:05 today, and then that's a completely wrong statement. He has one hit in the series again. Circumstances out of our control. Circumstances unknown. Something that we can't predict. Him being hit by pitch and the Yankees saying, ice up, son. Ice up for 2 days. It is what it is. We'll see the Orioles again down the road. But when you see them down the road, they potentially could have a 5-2 game lead on you. And we're battling for the division. We're battling for the best record in baseball, battling for the best record in the American League, because obviously if you get that, that benefits you in October. Long way to go till October. But when I look at these guys and how they play, right? How come they're not crying? Like, Yankee fans crack me up. We are so spoiled. Like, you just refuse to see. How come they're not crying about Westberg? How come they're not crying about losing him, right? As we're talking about, Judge didn't play. And like, bro, stop making excuses and just call a spade, right? Yesterday, Jordan Westberg in the first inning, he's out of the game. Soto runs into him. He doesn't play today. So same thing, right? They lose one of their main guys. We lose Judge. But it's always an excuse. Stop making excuses, man. It's sports. It's competition. These are grown men. These are millionaires playing a kid's game. And they're battling. And it's a team game. And it's mano y mano. It's manager versus manager. They got a good manager. They got a good team. I'm tipping my cap to them. Because I remember when they were bums not that long ago. Like, I remember when they were losing 100 games. I remember when it was laughable to think that we wouldn't dominate them in Yankee Stadium or what we started to call Yankee Stadium South, Camden Yards. Those times have changed. The Baltimore Orioles are a threat. The Baltimore Orioles are right there. And, I'm a Yankee fan. I love the Yankees, and I think the Yankees can play with them. But as of tonight, seeing how that game went, seeing them steal bases, seeing them know, all right, we're going to get thrown at, seeing them keep grinding it away, seeing them in extra innings, like, I had no faith in extra innings. Seeing them go to the bullpen, how many pitchers were used tonight? 14? Yeah, so there's a ton of pitchers used. So, like, let's see who's even available for the 405 game coming up later on today. Jonathan in Los Angeles on the Fan in New York. John, you should have went to that Kendrick concert. That was crazy.
Yo, what's good, Key? You know what's crazy, bro? I was actually going to ask you about that. And when you said the Casamigos, I'm like, damn, bro, you stole my thunder.
You know I'm on that. My sister should have went. My sister's out there in West Hollywood, but she doesn't perpetrate. She doesn't act like she's from California. She's a Jersey girl in Cali.
That's what's up, bro. But, I mean, I know you're a big Jersey guy, just like myself, bro. Me, bro, I mean, I've been listening to Drake since 2008, bro. And honestly, me being from L.A., bro, Kendrick is cool. But, I mean, what he did today, bro, it was pretty legendary, bro. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Shout out to what he said. He said, it's not about the going back and forth thing. It's about what he did today, bringing all those people in there. Drake.
Yes.
You see, Westbrook, LeBron was in attendance.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
That was the most L.A. thing I've ever seen. I was at Nipsey's funeral, and I'm a big Nip fan. And like, I saw LA come together for Nipsey's funeral. I'm talking, there were obviously thousands of people in the Staples Center, and then like even thousands more outside. Nip is looking down proud of what they did out there, and they stood on business. Like Drake, Drake is what he is. Drake is a hit maker. He's one of the greatest of all time too. Yep. But he made some mistakes. And Kendrick capitalized on it. And for Kendrick to be quiet for the last few months and now to be having this run, it's historic. And I just got to put respect on it.
Yep, put some respect on it, bro. And you know who we should also put respect on too, bro? On Stanton, bro.
Stanton is from L.A., a little bit outside of L.A., but Stanton is from...
Oh, he's by the Valley. He's from the Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. But Stan, bro, I mean, all of a sudden he strikes out in a game. He goes 0-4. Oh, my God, we paying this guy so much money, which in reality, we're not really paying him that much money like a superstar.
Right.
I think we're paying him with, like, what, 20, 23?
There's much larger contracts now. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man. But another thing, too, Keith, Trevino, as you know, I think after that, those 9 steals the Red Sox got, I think he's just getting exposed. But it's cool, bro. At the end of the day, bro, I don't see the Orioles as those 2012 Detroit Tigers, as those 2018 Red Sox, or those Astros from the past years that I'm kind of like, oh, damn, bro, they're going to be heavy come October.
Jonathan,
shout out to them. Respect to them. They're a good.
You think they're not going to add at the deadline? You think their new ownership group? You don't think that they're going to try and add the top starting pitchers available? You don't think they're going to? You know, they're going to add too. They were able to get Corbin Burns when Yankee fans were dying for a Corbin Burns trade. Like, they're not going to just rest on their laurels. They're not going to say, "Oh yeah, we're good enough." They're going to add too.
All right. Yeah, and that's good. That's good for them. But you know what, bro? I like my horse in the race, bro. I know Cashman is going to do some moves, too. And if you get me to choose, I'm going to stick with my Yanks, bro. But like you said, Keith, shout out to them. They're a good team. And let the best team win, bro. But overall, I'm sticking with my horse. Go Yanks, man. And great show, Keith.
Appreciate you. I mean, I'm sticking with my horse forever. Even I stuck with the 82 and 80 horse till July 16th. Got on the fan July 17th. Told you, this horse is no good. Don't bet a dollar on it. This pony can't win any race. This pony just lost to the Colorado Rockies. But what I'm saying is, man, you guys got to just give some respect where respect is due. These guys come into Yankee Stadium, and they're ready. We went into their stadium. They took 3 out of 4, and they have injuries too. You know, what are their fans saying? Their fans were pissed off about Juan Soto, which I, you know, last night I was talking about, like, the umpires calling it interference, and I looked into it more, and, you know, Juan Soto has a few of these on the base paths. So when it starts to become part of what your history is, your resume, he's got a couple of these. I forget who else he ran into. I think Josh Naylor and, man, who else was that? The Angels shortstop. But, like, Juan Soto has a couple interferences on the base paths where they're going to call it on him. And with Jordan Westberg going down, Orioles fans are upset about it. Orioles fans are upset about Bradish and them not having their starting pitching and them not having Grayson Rodriguez and Corbin Burnes lined up to face the Yankees here. But they're not making excuses, right? They lost yesterday, and they fought that game all the way to the end with Santander, you know, threatening late. And I expect them to fight today. I expect them to come out ready to battle, ready to try and take the series from the Yankees and have a commanding lead. And like I said, they're a game and a half back. So just the reality sets in. The Yankees have beat up on teams like the White Sox, the Twins, the Royals, the Tigers. And I'm not one to say that they can't beat good teams because they beat the Orioles 2 nights ago. But I just am looking at the Orioles team and the players that they have and the manager that they have and the moves that they made and the random guys that they have coming out of their bullpen getting it done and the little mistakes that the Yankees make. And I'm like, those little mistakes cost you in October. That's what the game is all about. Can't give up stolen bases. You know, can't miss on pitches. Can't have errors. Can't get thrown out on the base pass. Those little things change the outcome of games. Let's take a break here. I wanted to go to a call, but we're getting close here. So I've got 1 hour left. We did the ESPN read. We did the Casamigos read. We're talking Yankees. When we come back, I'll sprinkle a little more things out there for the Met fan to grasp on. Not just Grimace stuff, but things from the game. And take a look ahead at the series coming up. The Yankees are still in their series with the Baltimore Orioles, but the Mets head to the north side of Chicago, where if you've never been to Wrigley and you're thinking about it, Chicago's a quick flight and there's plenty of hotels. Maybe if you're a Met fan now, you're back on the horse, pun intended. You want to go out there and see the Mets play in Chicago, one of my favorite ballparks, great place to drink, to eat, to party, and watch a baseball game. We'll talk a little bit more about the Mets as they continue to find ways to win series and potentially start a new win streak and keep the Grimace era alive. Keith McPherson on the fan, 1 hour to go. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.